Say good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we have it again. There we go. The Cleveland Indians.
Oh, that was a good game last night.
Hey, it went into extra innings, right?
Yeah, it looked like they were going to lose. They left two guys on in the seventh. They had bases loaded and one out in the eighth. And you saw Bruce came up with the bases loaded and one out. He hit a foul pop-up for an out. You're like, damn, Met did it again. But down to their last strike in the top of the ninth inning. And they got things rolling. Like I said, the guy I'm clamoring for the MVP award, he was down to his last strike with a man on first base, and he hit the ball off the left field wall, tied the game at two. And then I keep on talking about these two guys, the second baseman and the shortstop for the Indians. To me, they're the best combination I've ever seen. Ramirez, all he did last night was go 4-for-4 with two doubles. He started off the 10th inning with a ball hit towards the gap in right center field, and the center fielder for the Royals, Kane, he's a top-notch center fielder. He didn't slack up on it. But Ramirez just ran hard right out of the box and didn't even hesitate coming around first base and challenged the center fielder, and he was safe with that. So he led off the inning with a double, and the next thing you know, Jay Bruce comes up, hits a line drive down right field. Cleveland wins 3-2, bottom of the 10th. The streak lives.
Absolutely amazing.
Tremendous. I mean, this is a game that the Indians should have lost. They were flat except for one player yesterday, and this was a game that they should have lost. And they didn't. This is a special team. I keep saying, people are going to be knocking them down. Oh, it's the regular season. It's this. You don't want to play the Indians. You don't want this, because, and the Royals aren't a bad team. They're, you know, like you hear people, oh, the Mets won the World Series 2 years ago. Well, this is the team that won the World Series 2 years ago, and their lineup is pretty much the same thing. Some of their pitchers have fallen on hard times, but they still have a top lineup. The Indians took them out. They scored one in the bottom of the ninth, one in the bottom of the tenth. The streak lives. Number 22's in the book. 23 goes today. And, you know, I don't know when this will stop. I thought last night that there was a pretty good chance that they could get beat going into the game. and it looked like it was going to happen. But it didn't happen, and the Indians continue to roll.
All right. We can go to the NFL very quickly.
There's more baseball. The heck with the NFL.
Okay, I was going to go to the picks, but we'll wait. Okay, so go more baseball. The Yankees.
Arizona turned it on again. They beat Colorado 7-0, so they kind of locked up that first place spot for the wild card that people thought was in doubt. So they're looking good again. The Mets. The Mets lost yesterday 14-6. The Mets gave up 31 runs in the last two games. The Mets should be abolished from Major League Baseball. The Mets need to change everything. Manager, GM, owner, sell the team, please. Get rid of it because you stink. The Mets are an abomination. Yeah, okay, you got up the 40-man roster. You had the 40-man roster up all year. The Mets stink. How do you give up 31 runs in two games at a Major League level? You just can't do it. And I watched the beginning of the Yankee game yesterday. The first five out of six guys got hits. It was 6-0 before you can blink an eye. Baltimore mailed it in big time last night, and the Yankees won 13-5. So that's good for the Yankees. What's bad for the Yankees is Minnesota beat Toronto yesterday in 10. So Minnesota is still within a stone's throw. Like I said, they got a three-game series with Minnesota last night. So as long as the Yankees are still just three games ahead of them, anything could happen. And with those two teams, anything can happen. Minnesota, like I said, is a better road team than at home. At home, they're one game over 500. On the road, they're seven games over 500. And with the Yankee staff the way it is, anything can happen. And if the Twins play the Yankees in a one-game series, like I was talking with a couple of people, who's going to pitch for them? Bad elbow Tanaka. I like to eat a bag of chocolate chips every hour, CC. I'd like to give up home run Sonny Gray. Which one do you want to choose to pick your poison? So the Yankees don't have a lockdown starter to send out there to win the game. Probably Severino. He's never been in a big game, but I'd sooner roll the dice with him than any one of those three. But I don't know what's going to be in Girardi's mind. But you know the Yankees are going to come up against Santana, and Santana's he's pretty much a lockdown lefty. So we'll see what happens with that. The Angels are still hanging around. They got hit with a blow last night. They got beat. So it looks like it's going to be the Twins and the Yankees just determine which one's going to have home field.
All right. Now we can go on to the NFL picks.
Now you can go to the Dumb Dumb League.
Well, I won last night.
Yeah, you won last night. Both of those teams stink.
They certainly do.
The only time I had the game on was when I wanted to see what the score was. Cincinnati hasn't scored a touchdown in two games.
No. Unbelievable.
Yeah. When's the season? When's training camp start again for Cincinnati? How many more weeks to training camp? Oh. How would you like to be? They're probably as bad as the Jets.
It looks that way. Now, I'm 6-1 and you're 5-2 then, right?
Yep.
All right. So now, here's my picks for this week.
You can go first.
This is a gopher. The Raiders over the Jets.
We're going to have a lot of the same ones.
All right, I'm taking the Chiefs over the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking the Patriots over the Saints.
Oh, we don't have a lot of the same ones.
All right, what do you have?
I'm taking Oakland over the Jets, Seattle over the 49ers. Those are the two worst teams in football. And the third worst team in football is the Colts, so I'm picking against the Colts. I'm taking Arizona against the Colts. So, Oakland, Seattle, and Arizona.
So Seattle over who?
Seattle over the 49ers.
And your last one?
Arizona over Indianapolis.
All right, because I'm typing these down now.
I have them logged in.
That's where we stand for this weekend there. Anything else on sports? Now, hey, Judge had two more home runs. He's got 43 for the year.
Mr. Ugly? Yeah. Shrek. He looks like Shrek.
He looks like a thin Shrek. You're right, he does.
I brought it up in front of my kids in school. I pulled them up on a smart board. I pulled up a picture of Shrek. And I pulled up a picture of Judge, and they said, "You know what? They do look like brothers."
He's thinner and in better shape, but other than that, there is a facial resemblance.
He's one ugly dude, let me tell you.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, a couple races this weekend.
All right.
Heading north of the border, the eighth race tomorrow at Woodbine is the Grade Two Canadian mile and an eighth on the turf. Doesn't draw that big of a field. The one-horse Credora is going to be the odds-on favorite in this race, shipping up for Grand Motion. But I'm going to go with the horse for course here. I'm going to go with the three-horse at 9-2, Starship Jubilee. This horse is 2-for-3 at Woodbine. It's running very well up there throughout the summer. I'm going to go with the horse for course in the eighth race with the three, Starship Jubilee. The next stake is the 10th race. It's the Northern Dancer, Grade 1, a mile and a half on the turf. People see a couple of names in here they recognize. The 8-horse Hawk Bill is a 3-5 morning line favorite. With that being said, I'm going to go to the 5-horse Pumpkin Rubble. This is another horse. 5 starts at Woodbine with no wins, but hit the board all 5 times. Going to sit in the middle of the road trip. Going to have every chance to get to the lead in the stretch. This horse gets the lead at 12-1, beats Hawk Bill. I look good. If Hawk Bill beats me, everybody expects Hawk Bill to beat me. So I'm going to roll the dice with Pumpkin Rubble in the 10th tomorrow, 12-1. That's the 5 in the 10th at Woodbine. And then the big race of the day at Woodbine is the 12th race. I think it's back to being called the Woodbine Mile. This thing's changed its names more times than I changed my socks. But this race is a very big race, a prep. For the Breeders' Cup Mile, albeit one turn. The Breeders' Cup Mile most times is 2 turns. This draws a nice field of 12 up here tomorrow. This race will go off about 6:30 tomorrow night. World Appeal, the one horse, is running at a distance that it usually doesn't run in. This horse won a one-turn mile in the yielding turf up at Saratoga, ran in a very soft turf up there that day. I think that gave this horse a huge advantage. This horse is more of a mile and an eighth to a mile and a quarter horse, in my opinion. So is the 6 horse, the morning line favorite, DeVille. I'm going to a horse that likes the mile distance. That's the 2 horse, Tower of Texas, trained by Roger Atfield. This horse is a one-turn horse. This horse ran 2nd in the Woodbine Mile last year at 24-1. He's 12-1 tomorrow. I'm looking for the price here. I think the 2 Tower of Texas can take him down. So that's going to be my play here tomorrow. and another horse I'm going to throw in there who his name plays to his odds, long on value. Rosario goes up to ride this horse for Billy Mott at 15-1. So I'm looking for a big number exact and a big number win tomorrow in a Woodbine Mile. The 2 Tower of Texas is my pick to win, and the 3 long on values to round out my exacta.